So let's start the Gemara. So Gemara, let's do the Gemara. Lamed Amar Aleph, Tana. And we have Shoshana's Mutter. So if you can't do it, Shino, it's Mutter. Okay, we did that, fine. Iskin Rava b'muchuza, Rava set up muchuza, didaru b'duchaka, those things which a person normally carries on his shoulders. It means with effort, with difficulty, but it means Rashi explains on his shoulders, that's what it's talking about. That he carries it on his shoulders with difficulty. So there, the jibragli should carry it on this with his forklift, right? Which is an easier type of a pitchfork, which is an easier type of carrying. Right, an easier type of carrying, so you're lessening the load. The dar baragla lidra baagra. If you normally carry with this pitchfork, carry it with a pole, two people with a pole on their shoulders. The dar baagra, if you already normally do that, lidra baachba, carry it with the poles in your hands. Okay, we did Rashi. We're going to look at the Rashis again, but that's a shot. Okay, which is, Rashi explains, isn't any easier, but it's different. It's a shinoi, and it's not harder, so therefore it's okay. One second. The daru be'achba nifra suja iluya. And if you already carry it in this manner with your hands, okay, then you should put a cloth over it. V'im lo efshar shari. And if you can't do that, then it's okay. If you don't have a cloth, Rashi says, then it's okay. So we had a bunch of questions. That's one question which you have to deal with, is that all these shinuyim somewhat make sense, you know? Like you're carrying it in a different method, or, you know, right. Even if you want to say they're easier, it's a little harder, or it's even the same, you could, that's somewhat easier to explain, but what's the cloth? I mean, the cloth, what kind of shinoy is that? I mean, so Rashi says, he says, Kal huve eno mach, but the first thing he says is he makes sure that it doesn't make it heavier, okay, because it's a light. Because according to Rashi, which seems a little bit different than Tosos, but according to Rashi, this specifically it's important that it doesn't make it any heavier. It makes a point, it doesn't have to be that it makes it lighter, but if it makes it heavier, that's bad. So he's making, the first point is that a cloth doesn't make it heavier. It's so light, it's insignificant. But, v'shinoi b'alma hu, and it's a shinoi b'alma, just a stama shinoi, ulahatsna, and to hide it. So what does that mean? I mean, how does that, what kind of shinoi is that? I mean, it just seems so. So maybe you'll tell me, and we said this last time, maybe you'll tell me a shinoi could be any arbitrary thing. It basically is, it could be anything. But then, why does Gemara say, im efshar, if it's impossible, and Rashi says, you don't have a cloth, then it's mutter. What do you mean? You can just do anything. See, you have to do anything. You can't close and wink one eye while you're doing it. I mean, you can make any crazy thing. So what's, so it seems like there must be something special about this cloth thing, but it seems to be just an arbitrary thing. Right? Also, another question we had is, what's Rava? What's the point of Rava here? I mean, what's Rava's whole objective here? I mean, you know, the halacha is that you have to be Mashana. So you have to give me all the examples, if they normally do it this way. Okay, fine, whatever. You tell me you have to be Mashana. You want to tell me you have to be Mashana Lahakel, or whatever the case may be. Tell me the principle, and I'll figure it out. I mean, he's like, it sounds like he's making a takana. You know what I mean? It's not just that Rava said things. Like, Iskin Rava, this is like his takana. Like, what's the point of this whole thing? Yeah, and the details of the Hil Takana, I mean, and if just tell me the halacha is, you have to be Mishana. You don't need a Takana, what do you need a Takana for? The halacha is, you have to be Mishana. Exactly. Exactly. Right. So that's a few questions. Let's just take with the cloth problem, just as an approach. I mean, the cloth problem is a manavshach. If you'll tell me that a shinoi has to be something specific, like a specific kind of a shinoi, a different type of carrying, you know, something like that, then the cloth isn't good. The cloth shouldn't work because the cloth is arbitrary. Right. And if you'll tell me that no, a shinoi could be anything, then what do you mean? It would be miyav shalashanos. Right? So you're going to have to pick a side here. I mean, so what do you want to say? Do you want to say, you have to go one way or the other. When you have a monoshal, you got to pick a side. So are you going to say that a shinoi does have to be specific? In which case the question is, how is the cloth something significant? Or you're going to have to say, no, a shinoi could be anything, in which case you're going to have to explain what it means in Miyav Shalashanos Mutter. So which way are you going to go?
Well, I think it's easier to say that the cloth actually is.
Right. It would seem that way. It seems that's a better question, an easier question to work on. You say, it must be, apparently, it's impossible. It's factually not true. It says, Miyav Shalashanos. It could be Miyav Shalashanos. It's not possible. You could always think of different ways. Factually, it sounds like it can't be. But it sounds rather that a shinoi has to be something specific. And we don't exactly, but you could see, therefore, why Rava's coming in. Because if Shino has to be something specific, you could say Rava's coming in and objectifying what those specific things are. Shino, he can't just be arbitrary, crazy things. So that's why you have a takana. Rava's coming along and setting down the guidelines of Shino. So in which case, everything would be good, except for the one problem is that how is a cloth have anything to do with that? I mean, the cloth, what is the parameters of Shino which work such that a cloth could end up being included? Right, that's the problem to work on. Yeah. Rashi is trying to answer the question. I mean, you see Rashi is trying to answer. See, I think Rashi is answering the question. We have to understand what he's saying, but that's what he's dealing with. He says, "Veshinoi ba'almahu ulehatznia," and it's to hide it, to cover it. It's just any random. It's just shinoi ba'alma ulehatznia, to cover it. I mean, what's he saying here? I mean, well, yeah, we know that's the point of a cloth. Like, but I mean, it must be there. He's, you know. Why would someone, that's a question you have to ask, I mean, why would someone put a cloth over their thing? I mean, is that just a random thing? Yeah, chol. Why would a person ever put a cloth on a thing? And I think we have to understand. We have to understand that idea of putting a cloth. What is that? It just sounds like a crazy thing. Why is that different than just jumping up and down? So it must be there's something to that. So why would a person do that kind of an action? Why would a person put a cloth over it? So the answer practically is what Rashi tells you, lahatznia, is to hide. So people can't see it. Certain times, a person wants to carry something private.
There's
such a thing as a private carrying. You want to carry something private. And how do you accomplish that? You want to get the thing from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid, and you have to go through the public streets. But yet, it's a private matter. So how do you do it? Is it possible? There is a way to do it. There's a certain kind of carrying which allows for that. What's the kind of carrying? A carrying with a cloth.
Right.
That's a kind of a carrying which is people use in certain instances when they're carrying something private through Rishus Rav.
Right.
So does this help us? Does this help us at all? So one other thing. Remember Rashi said, because someone asks us, yeah, but what about, that's not any easier. It doesn't help. How does it affect the easiness? But Rashi, Rashi made a point is that it doesn't, like for instance, if you carry on your shoulders, you carry on your hands. It's not any easier. But it doesn't matter. You just need a shinoi, as long as it's not harder. So it doesn't seem like in shinoi you have to necessarily be making it easier. What then do you need in shinoi? A different method of carrying. So, for instance, let me ask you. If I'd walk while I'm jumping up and down, would you say it's a different method of carrying?
Yes.
I'd say no. And so as far as the carrying, it doesn't change anything. If you have one eye closed while you're carrying, it's not a different method of carrying. You're just carrying, and you happen to be doing something crazy while you're doing it. It doesn't affect the kind of carrying. There's no category of carrying with one eye closed. There's no category like that. But is carrying with a cloth over something a kind of carrying?
Yes.
No, why?
It has to exist within the framework of
the framework of carrying. There is a method of carrying. Certain items which are carried with cloths over them, namely private items, as we showed. So there's a kind of carrying. There's two methods. There's a private carrying and a public carrying. So private carrying is a carrying with a cloth over it. So that is a method of carrying which people use under certain instances. So the fact that right now I am using an abnormal carrying method is a shinoi. That's not the normal carrying method. I'm making use of a different carrying method, which is a shinoi. That's the same thing as putting it on from my shoulders to my arms. It's a different carrying method. And that's what shinoi is, a different carrying method. So it can't just be anything which is unrelated to carrying. Can't be, but it has to be, there are certain methods by which people use to carry. And that's what Rava's setting out for you. Rava's setting out for you the different carrying methods. There are certain carrying methods which exist, and these are the methods of shinoi to use these carrying methods. He's laying out for you the different methods of carrying things. Good question. I mean, let's say like nowadays you have all different kinds of carrying methods. I mean, then they use the pitchfork. Now I don't even know what a pitchfork is. Like, I'm not really sure how you can use it to carry. But they say it's like a funny kind of it's a contraption. I would say apparently it's like Gemara and Bava Basra. It's not a normal pitchfork. You're gonna carry a thing with a pitchfork. But it's a kind of a contraption which has like a lever. Like you put it on your head and it goes down on the floor and goes up and you push things with it. I saw the art scroll brings down. It's like based on Rashi and like Bava Basra or Bava Metzia or something. It explains how it works. But it's a method. It's a special tool they used to carry things. It would be like. Sounds to me, it's like, let's say, like a wheelbarrow or something like that, you know, or like a fork, you know, what are those called? Those hand trucks, you know, like a hand truck. You know, so the question is, would a hand truck be good? Would a wheelbarrow be good, you know? So I don't know if Rava's saying, like, these are Lidore Doros, these are the only methods of carrying. Maybe it's objectified and that's the way it goes. Or maybe in each door, you have to look into that. So Yitzi's saying, what about if you'd wear gloves? I mean, gloves is an easier, you know, by wearing gloves, it makes carrying easier. because it's, you know, it doesn't hurt your hands as much, whatever it is. So would that be a valid method? I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe you'd say it would be. I mean, that does seem to be not just winking your eye, you know what I mean? So maybe it would be. But I don't know if they had gloves back then. Maybe they did have gloves. I don't know. But whatever the case is, I think that's the point of Rava's thing, is that it's saying it can't just be arbitrary, but it doesn't have to be making it less of a tircha. It doesn't have to be making it easier. That's what I'm saying. By the cloth, it doesn't in any way. That's what I mean, shinu ba'almahu. Shinu ba'alma means it's just any shinu. It means it's not making it any easier.
Right.
It's not lessening the tircha. It's not lessening the ganai per se. It's just that it's another carrying method. And the fact that I'm doing another carrying method is what's necessary. The question is going to be, why is that exactly what's necessary? That's what we're going to get to in a second. That's what we're going to get to the next issue with Rashi and Tosfos. But, I mean, why is that? I mean, because you could say, what do you mean, another carrying method? But is it easier? I mean, the whole thing is ganai. So if it's just as much of a tircha anyways, why does that help? But that's what we're going to get to in a second. But that's what seems to be. From Rabbos Takan, it seems like that's the idea. These are the carrying methods, and you have to make use of a different method of carrying. So it's possible, if you don't have a cloth and whatever, then there are no other methods. That's possible. That is possible. So now what we're going to do is we're going to take up the specifics of why is this the type of shino which is necessary, and what are the qualifications for shino vis-a-vis difficulty or not. Does it matter if it's difficult? Does it not matter? So I think the basic issue is the Rashi, the Dora B'duchaka. That's really the Rashi which deals with it. Okay, the Dora B'duchaka. So let's read that Rashi. Ma'asoish adam yachinosi al kseifa b'chol b'toreach, a burden which a person... Rashi de Doro Biduchaka, Beitza Lamed Aman Aleph, right after the Gemara. So a masoi, a burden which a person normally carries on his shoulders on chol with difficulty, in Balas, it's also be Yantif Litzorach Yantif, if a person was wanting, is carrying it on Yantif Litzorach Yantif, Gigon Chavis, Osak Malay Peros, like a barrel or a bag full of fruits, he said, Enobi Yantif Berigla, Baragla, Otter Shakorn Forka. Okay, it's whatever, it's like a cart or something that you call it a fork. Kederach Nosei Melach, Limkar, like people who carry salt to sell it. So apparently they use this thing. Mimnesh Tzarech Lashanos, because they have to do a shinoi. Now this is interesting. Look what he says. Ukeshehu Mishana, and when you're being Mishana, Yishana Lahakev Maso. Velo Laharbos Terech Biyantav. In other words, you have to be Mishana. And when you're being Mishana, you should be Mishana to make it lighter, not to make it heavier. Right? Right, and this is easier to carry a heavy burden. And when you're carrying, using this fork, you're carrying something which is normally carried on your shoulder, so that is Mishana Lahakel. Okay, so it seems so far from this Rashi, I mean, it's funny the way he says it, because he should have just said Mishana Lahakel. You know, it's Yitzarech Lashana Lahakel. But he's saying, you have to be Mishana. And when you're Mishana, you shouldn't do it to make it heavier, but you should do it to make it lighter. I mean, that has to be explained. Why is he talking like that? It just sounds like he's being very wordy. He could have just said straight away, Mishana Lakim. But I think it's going to be clear from the next case. Because according to this Rashi, it would seem that Shinoi always has to be Lakim. But then he gets into a problem. Because it says that you have the next Rashi. Yeah, the Daru, let's skip down to the Rashi, the Daru Be'agra. So that which is normally carried by Agra Mud al Kisfayam on a pole on two people on their shoulders, Lidju Biyanta Floso Masoi Be'achba, Bimot Bidehem. So then they should carry it, two people with the pole in their hands. Mishum Shinoi, because of a Shinoi. Fa'afa Pishain Allahakel. Aye, but this is against the whole rule, because it's not any easier to carry it in your hands than it is on your shoulders. Vikalmakum shinoyo, it is a shinoy, ve'eno mar betorech b'shinoyav. And it's not more difficult. You're not adding tircha in your shinoy.
Right.
You're not adding tircha. So it seems to be, according to Rashi, now he's changing a little bit. He's saying it's not so much that it has to be lighter, but it's that it can't be heavier. You know what I mean? So even's also okay. So that's why before, when he said you have to be Mishana, and when you're saying you shouldn't, can't be marbe, but you should be lessened. But you see why he's saying it that way, because it's not specifically that it has to be lighter. It's just if you're choosing between lighter and heavier, you got to be lighter. But if there is no lighter, then you could choose equal. That's also okay. So that has to be explained. I mean, why is that? I mean, if you're telling me the whole halacha is, it seems to make sense. You're trying to show that it's to reduce the gnai of yantuf by not doing a ma'isa chol, reducing the ma'isa chol. So what's the difference if I'm doing it in another manner, which is just as difficult? It doesn't in any way reflect less of a tircha, right? Fine. But well, let's read Tosus also, because Tosus, it seems, is similar. Perhaps, let's see. The Dara Beregla. Tosus Dara Beregla. Pirish Be'atar. Shekorim Forka. V'asa Kamin Regel. Lidru Be'agra. So if you usually carry it with a fork, now you should carry it with these poles. Be'in Shnayim V'manokse. With two people with a pole on their shoulders. Ta'inu Shinoi. Ave Lachel. Kipirish Kuntros. And that's easier. Ve'kasha. Besof Perikah Umnan Mashma Demaso Kaved. Nosin Bekal Berigla. Me Be'agra. Saying that when something is heavy, it's easier to carry it using this fork, this pitchfork, than using these poles. Right? It seems that one person using, or I don't know how many people, but using this pitchfork is easier than the pole deal. So according to Rashi, right, does Rashi openly say that it's harder? Yeah, he says it's lachel, but he's saying it, so it seems openly in the Gemara in Humnin. But see, it's not true. Okay. So that's the difficulty. Right? So therefore, he says, Elanira. So therefore, it seems from that, the afilu machbid yoser, even if it makes it heavier, still, we don't worry about it. Kivon de meshana miderachal. Since you're changing from the way it's done in chal. Rashi does the same thing. He says, even though it doesn't make it lighter, it's still a shinoi. So he's saying that that's like Rashi. I'm saying like Rashi. But is he this exactly the same as Rashi?
Not really.
What's the difference? What's the difference between him and Rashi?
Well, okay.
Good. It seems that Rashi, whereas Rashi was just saying that it should be lighter or even, but not heavier. Tosa seems to be going a step further and is saying, if it's a shinoi, even if it's heavier. So it is funny. I mean, it's hard to imagine Rashi. Tosa's missed that. You know, he's like, it sounds like he's like putting into Rashi something that he didn't really say. You know, but that's, we have to explain. So anyway, we have to explain the machlokas Rashi and Tosa's. And it would be nice if we could explain why Tosa does that. I mean, just sounds like he's pushing the Rashi. Yeah, it sounds like he's forcing it in. Rashi is seemingly openly is against that. But we'll see if we could answer that. But so the question is, so that's what we have to understand. What's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos? And the question is really, if you just looked at this without Rashi, without Tosfos, you would say against both of them. You'd say that it has to be making it lesser, making it lighter, making it easier. That's the whole idea. Because the whole idea here is that it's a tircha, and that's a derechol. So therefore, you have to do it in a way which reduces your tircha on yantif, and that shows that it's a... That's what minimizes the Gnai of Yontif. So let's see. So this way we have to answer, okay? These questions. That's a good point. It sounds like Rashi is more difficult because either you want to tell me that a shino has to be lighter, mamish has to be lighter, which no one's holding. That you could say. You want to say that since it's a Gnai, you have to make it lighter. But no one says that. Or you want to tell me, no, any shinoi works. You don't care about why, but bottom line is you just need a shinoi, which is like Tosa seems to be saying. But Rashi is like a middle ground. He's not saying any shinoi works, yeah, but he's not saying that it only is if it's lighter. I mean, what's this? It's like, well, how does he get this middle ground? I agree with that. I think that's true. But so let's first try to explain Tosfos, okay? Because Tosfos is saying you could say that any shinoi works. But why, I mean, isn't that difficult? Why should any shinoi work? How does that work? Well, any shinoi, even if it's heavier? It sounds like it's counterproductive. Yeah, I think it's like this. I think Michael's on the right track. See, you have to get into the whole reason here. Is that the purpose of the shino here is... See, really, the guy is carrying for Yantif. Right? It's really Tzorach Yantif. I mean, that's why he's carrying. He's carrying for his Kiddush. So he's not carrying for Chol. Right? That's not the issue here. He's carrying for Yantif. And carrying for Yantif is Mutter. It's not a Bizayon of Yantif per se, because it's not going to... It's Tzorach Yantif. Tzorach Yontif, you're allowed to do it. So the case here is talking about Tzorach Yontif. The only thing is that the action which he's using appears like it's an action of Chol. appears like he's not doing Letzarech Yontif. It appears like he's just taking inventory. He's carrying boxes around, you know? So it has that appearance. So what he had told us is like this. So what do you have to do? So in order to avoid the Ganai, is not because of what you're doing, it's because of the appearance. Not because there's an Isser to take to carry heavy things on Yontif, then it would be Asser. It's always Asser. But there's no Isser to carry heavy things. It's because carrying heavy things looks like, it looks to people like it's Derech Ol. So therefore, what do you have to do? You have to show, no. I'm doing it because it's Derech Yontif. How do you do that? How do you make the observer not come to this conclusion that this guy is doing it? You know, that he's doing it. How do you make it clear? Well, by the fact that I do an abnormal carrying method, shows the person, one second, this is something's going on here. This isn't the ordinary carrying. See, if you use the ordinary carrying method, that's what a guy's going to say. So he's doing this, because he's doing it the same way he does it every single day of the week, and he's doing it again today. So what's going on? This guy's carrying. I know what he's doing. This isn't Sarach Yantif. This is him carrying around his boxes. But once the guy makes use of a different method of carrying, so that's going to tip off the observer to the fact this is not ordinary. Why is it not ordinary? Because he's going to say, oh, it must be the guy's changing because really he's doing it Letzarech Yontif. This is a different method. This is a carrying Letzarech Yontif. So he's not using the ordinary method of chol because he's demonstrating the fact this isn't ordinary. So it's not going to be a ganai anymore. So by having a shinoi in there, it manifests the fact that it's a carrying of Yontif. Letzarech Yontif. Therefore, it's mutter. Right. That's what Tosfos hold. I mean, that makes sense.
Yes.
Right, that makes sense. That's a good svar. So now the question is going to be, what about Rashi? So if that sounds convincing, and that's Tosfos' point. So the point is, well, you don't have to make it easier. See, making it easier would be if the halacha were that you're not allowed to carry heavy things on Yontif. But that's not true. It's just a matter of a demonstration. It's a demonstration. Do a shina. So I think Michael Singer to say, you're going to have to say that that Rashi agrees basically with Tosfos. Okay, and the basis he agrees that the idea is shina. That really the main thing here is you don't do shinoi. Shinoi is what's the matir. Shinoi is demonstrating that it's not an ordinary carrying, and therefore it's rather a tzarech yantif, and therefore it's not a ganai. So therefore it's all good. Okay? But then the only question is, but then Rashi has this stipulation though, there's one problem is that it can't be making it heavier. Okay? That's why it doesn't have to make it lighter, because the main thing is shinoi. Shinoi, that's what he says. Tzarech l'shanos. But then Rashi just says, abut ukeshum eshana, yeshana lahakev lo leharbos toreach v'yantav. So why is that? Why not? Why can't be marav toreach v'yantav? But it could be he holds like this, is that you have to keep in mind, Rashi holds like this, you have to keep in mind, what's the whole function of the shinoi here? What's the whole function of,
that you have a different
type of carrier. Well, more than that, but yeah, but even... Even beyond that, though, is that the issue is Ganai of Yontif. That's the issue. Is why is it a problem that looks like Chol? It's because Ganai of Yontif. So he holds like this. Is that the whole halacha of being Mishana is to be Mimayid, and that is to remove the Ganai of Yontif. Okay?
Right.
Now, carrying extra Tircha takes away from Yontif. Okay? I mean, that's what he said. Like, by Shabbos, you have an idea of Tircha. Tircha is not in line with Yontif. But that's not why you have the halacha of Shinoi. Shinoi is because of the Gnai that it looks like it's Maisachol. But extra Tircha, bottom line is, carrying heavy things is against the idea of Yontif. It takes away from the Yifra Yontif. So therefore, if your whole action of Shinoi is a din of trying to remove the Gnai, right, to remove the Gnai from Maisachol, so he holds it would be like a contradiction to that whole objective to do it in a way where it's Marbe Tircha and Yontif, because that undermines the day. You know what I mean? So you can't, true, all we care about is the Shinoi. But since the objective, Rashi holds, you have to keep the objective in mind. The objective here is to remove the Gnai of Yontif. So if you're removing the Gnai of Yontif in a way which is going to add to the Gnai of Yontif on a different front, namely because you're going to be starting, it's going to be a Tircha, so then that can't work. That can't work. It's like self-defeating. See, what Tosfos apparently argues. Tosfos apparently says, you don't look at the reason. The reason is because we get rid of the Gnai. But bottom line is halacha, you have to be Mishana to remove from Maisachol. That's machlokes. In the Shinoi, do you have to keep in mind, in this halachic din of Lashanos, do you have to keep in mind the objective, namely removing Ganai of Yontif, and therefore you can't do it in a manner which is going to ipso facto undermine the be more tircha and therefore undermine it, or you say no, halachically halacha is tircha shanos. Why? Because that's why. Because of Gnai. But that's not. I don't have to worry about that halacha in the action of the shinoi. The shinoi is the shinoi, and as long as it's different, it removes the ma'isachal problem. Therefore, it's mutter. It's like the question of, is the tam atakana incorporated halachically in the takana? In other words, the whole tam is to remove the Gnai of Yontif. That's why they're setting this thing up. So is that just the reason? But now, bottom line is that's history, and now you just have to be mashana, and I don't care. Or do you say, no, that has some reality in the takana, and therefore, if in being mashana, you're going to be do Gnai in a different framework, therefore, it's a contradiction. That's a question. Now, the point about what was Tosus, why did Tosus throw Rashi into the mix? Right? Remember that question? So I think that, I don't know if he's saying to Rashi is exactly like him. I think his point is that even Rashi agrees with me that the Shinoi is just a din of Shinoi. See, Rashi is the reason why Rashi says you can't do heavier, because it's a completely different reason. Right. But that's not what Tosus is addressing. Tosus' point here is to show that there's no halacha that the Shinoi has to be lahakel. That's not the halacha. The halacha is not to be mishana lahakel, but the point is that it's just a ma'aseh of Shinoi. That's really, and Rashi agrees it's just a ma'aseh of Shinoi. That you just have to change, because changing demonstrates that it's a different objective. Rashi just happens to have a different problem because of a completely external reason that if your Shino ends up being more difficult, then it's going to undermine the very basis of it. But that's not what Tosus is trying to show. His point here is to show that Shinoi doesn't have to be lockout. Shinoi doesn't have to be lockout. That's the point. It's just a Maisa Shinoi. It's a Shinoi. That's it. You know what I mean? The fact, he's not saying Rashi's exactly like him. That's not his objective here. I mean, he knows that Rashi is different in one regard. But he's just showing that Shinoi is the punchline. So Rashi and Tosus, exactly. Rashi and Tosus are in the same camp. They have the same basic idea. The machlokas is in a detail of the thing. But what's the takana? The takana is tzarech l'shanos. Everyone agrees. Not l'shana l'hakel, but l'shanos. Separate thing is if in doing that you're going to bring in a factor of tircha, then is that a problem? But that's a different thing, you know what I mean? So we have a question now, because if we were really following all this stuff through from the yesterday, from today, from all the stuff, there's a problem which emerges. Because we're saying that Rashi's whole idea is that in doing a Shinoi, you can't undermine the whole idea of Gnai, of removing the Gnai. And therefore, you can't do Shinoi in a way which is going to make it more of a Tircha and Yantav, because that's contradicting the whole purpose. But we showed yesterday in that Tosfos, Hamevi, that on Shabbos, for instance, the Mishnah says you should carry it all in one trip. You should carry forth a box. You should use boxes. Why? Because on Shabbos, you're worried about tircha. And a person rather is carry a box with four things, even though it's heavier, than to carry it two at a time, and he's going to have to make more trips. Because in tircha, that's what a guy wants to do. You see, when you carry bags in from the car, you carry it as many as you could in one shot. It's heavier, but it's less tircha. So a person, apparently, in terms of the tircha factor, removing the guy from Oneg or whatever, a person rathers to do a heavier thing in less trips. And if you're going to do more trips, that's increasing the tircha. So the very Mishnah should be a contradiction to Rashi, because our Mishnah is telling you that when you're carrying wine, you have to carry it in a box. Don't carry it in a box, rather carry it in your hands. But isn't that increasing the tircha? Because you have to do two trips. So by doing two trips, you're increasing the tircha. But Rashi's saying that when you're doing Shinoi, you can't do more tircha because that undermines the whole thing. So it sounds like a contradiction. The Mishnah is openly against that, Rashi. Doesn't that prove, like Tosos, that I don't care about tircha? And bottom line is, in Shinoi is all I care about? So isn't that a proof against Rashi? Okay, so I think, though, I think that we can answer with this idea. I don't think it's a problem. Because we're not saying that there's an Isser to be tircha on Yantav. I'm not saying that. We're just like, there's no Isser like that. There's no halacha. It's not an Isser. The halacha here is that you have to do a Shinoi. Okay, you have to do a Shinoi. And what's the Shinoi? That you're doing a different method of carrying. Instead of carrying four, you're carrying two. Instead of carrying on your hands, you're carrying on your shoulders. Whatever the case may be, you're doing a different method. That's the Shinoi. That's the basic halacha. Now the only thing is, we're saying that if the action of Shinoi is ipso facto a greater tircha, then that undermines its whole objective. So the shinoi can't be a greater tircha, because that's going to contradict the nature. But see, there's a difference between the action of shinoi being a greater tircha, namely it's a heavier carrying method, versus the action is really lesser tircha because I'm carrying two instead of four. But that's afterwards is going to result in the fact that I'm going to have to make another trip. See, that's second. That's like accidental. That takes place after the fact. See, in the action, it's Sue says it's a separate thing. In other words, that's not in the shinoi. The shinoi itself is that I'm not doing four, but I'm doing two, and that is really a lesser tircha. The fact that I happen to have more bottles that I'm going to have to carry, it's true in the picture of the yontif as a whole. It's more tircha. That's true. And on Shabbos, where that's what we're concerned about. But there's no halacha that I'm trying to minimize my tircha on the whole yontif. The only thing is that if the very action of being mishana, which is an action of removing genai, if that very action itself is a tircha increaser, you know, if the action, but you have to look only in the framework of the action itself. You can't go to the what's going to happen in a few minutes. And if that action itself is a tircha increaser, then that's a contradiction to the nature of the shinoi. So it's not that we're looking to minimize your shinoi. That's the tircha. That's a different issue. The only thing is that if within the confines of this action itself, you have to look at this action. If this action is heavier, then the whole shinoi is a tircha increaser. But if it's lighter, it's not a tircha increaser. The fact that something later is going to happen isn't. I'm not worried about that because all I'm doing right now is this a shinoi. So it's a shinoi and it's good and it's not increasing tircha in this action. Therefore, it's mutar.